Well, if everybody would like to move around to this side, it's much easier to see when we're looking towards the tower. This is the highest point of the site. Unfortunately, when they brought in this observation tower, they brought in soil and debris from another site to build the tower. They did this with all good intention, so as not to disturb any of the archaeology underneath the tower, but unfortunately it has disturbed our area a little. Looking in the western section of these two squares, you can see quite a thick layer of mud brick debris overlying some ashy type of soil. The mud brick debris has flowed down and filled a depression. The mud brick debris has actually flowed from the observation tower. We are now moving through the mud. We've moved through the mud brick debris, coming down, going through the ashy blown material, and we're starting to come down now onto some of the earlier architecture. We have some fragments of walls appearing, plus some courtyard paving stones, plus some beaten earth surfaces in three of our squares. There are some later ash pits cutting through this, and they are being excavated separately. So I guess that's probably all I can tell you about the area at the moment, except that if you look up into the top right-hand square, that's square 23, you can see a beaten earth surface bounded by two walls, one of standing stones, and one to the west, a very well-defined wall. So I guess that's all, and I'll talk to you next week.